This is the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, Bucks Bulletin Edition. It is presented and, in essence, was created by Brandon Legal Group, longtime supporters of Todd Wright Tour Golf Tournaments. Brandon Legal Group has the first foursome in every Todd Wright Tour Golf Tournament the last couple years, including the upcoming Todd Wright Tour XXII at West Chase Golf Club on December the 14th. I was just speaking to Marketing Director Jeremy Roberts within the last couple of days about plans for future golf events. Brandon Legal Group has also been very generous to sponsor golfer gifts at various Todd Wright Tour golf tournaments. I love the people at Brandon Legal Group, and I just want to remind you that if you are in the Tampa Bay area, not just the city of Brandon, and you are in need of any type of legal assistance, that Brandon Legal Group can help you. They are a full-service law firm, and they service the greater Tampa Bay area. They are available for a free consult, and it's as simple as calling 844-4-BLG-4ME, 844-4-BLG-4ME, or visit BrandonLegalGroup.com. Todd Wright Tour XXII is sold out. It's sold out actually in 99 hours as we continue our sellout streak at my golf tournaments. And the first Todd Wright Tour golf tournament of any calendar year is the annual Good versus Evil format. Nine holes as easy as I can make it. We play that as one tournament, and nine holes as difficult as I and the golf course superintendent can make it. We play that as a separate tournament. People really seem to enjoy it. Even Brandon Legal Group and I are considering doing shirts for Good versus Evil. A good shirt, an evil shirt, and put one of each on each golf cart. It's a fun event. If you'd like to get pre-sale info for Todd Wright Tour 23, which is Good versus Evil Chapter 4, email me at toddwrightgolf@gmail.com, toddwrightgolf@gmail.com. You can also follow along with me on Instagram at toddwright2019 or on Facebook. I am Todd Wright in Tampa, Florida. Brandon Legal Group, a couple years ago, with the success of the first 2 years of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, thought it would be a good idea to just do a specific fantasy podcast for Buccaneers versus fill in the blank. And we've done that for two seasons now. So let's do Buccaneers versus Colts for this Sunday at Raymond James Stadium. Last week was an odd week. It was the rare unpredictable week for the Buccaneers as it related to fantasy purposes. The only thing unpredictable about the Bucs in fantasy the first 12 weeks of the season was which one of the big-time wide receiver ones, Godwin or Evans, would get the bulk of the fantasy points. It was usually one, occasionally both. It was the rare game in a blowout win over the Jaguars where the answer was neither. Winston unfortunately missed Mike Evans on what would have been a 48-yard touchdown early in the game, and then there was a connection between Winston and Godwin where Godwin was tackled inside the 2-yard line. That would have been bumping up Godwin's fantasy points to double digits, getting him in the end zone again. Instead, it resulted, and this was unexpected as well, in a second Peyton Barber touchdown. NFL Network's NFL Fantasy Live like to do a segment. Very good show, by the way. Fast moving. Cynthia Freeland is terrific on that show with her use of analytics and just her presentation. A lot of good people on that show, but in particular, she is very good and very worth listening to. The show in general does a segment sort of based around how certain fantasy touchdowns accomplish nothing. because in season-long leagues, chances were less than 5% of owners were actually playing that particular player. It's a little different in DFS because at least one or two of your players generally are of the bargain variety, and you're just guessing as to who might get a touch at the key time and potentially make a big play. And that's the difference often between winning money or not winning money in DFS. Peyton Barber was that way last week after Ronald Jones was benched early in the game for missing a blitz pickup. Arians has since said that Jones is still the starter, but we'll see what that means for Barber, who was productive last week against the Jaguars. At this point, in any season-long league, because you're in the first week of the playoffs, it's not like Jones, for most of the season, or Barber, were someone you were counting on, so look elsewhere for this game. Meanwhile, as it relates to Godwin and Evans, you have no reason to bench those guys. You just don't. You take the good with the bad, as with wide receivers anyway. It was an unfortunate game if you're an Evans owner or a Godwin owner. It's not a bad matchup. And same goes for Jameis Winston. In the game against Indianapolis coming up, Winston was under 300 yards. First time all year he didn't throw for a touchdown. While there are more productive fantasy quarterbacks out there of the star variety, such as Lamar Jackson, Pat Mahomes, Russell Wilson, Aaron Rodgers, Josh Allen has been on the fringe of a top five fantasy quarterback. Dak Prescott has been a top five fantasy quarterback much of the year. If you don't have one of those, I wouldn't necessarily go out of your way to not play Winston just based on last week. You know, you don't want to chase points. You also don't want to chase yourself away from points just because they're coming off one bad game, albeit even in an easy win for the Buccaneers, where the Jags benched their quarterback, Nick Foles, at halftime, going back to Gardner Minshew. Colts have issues, so that's all on the Bucs. Godwin is a start, Evans is a start, and to a lesser extent, Winston is a start. Colts have issues. Lost a few games in a row. This coincides also with the loss of Marlon Mack. As we record this podcast on Thursday evening, it feels like Mack will go and get a bulk of the touches in the backfield. So, you know, Jonathan Williams, I picked him up on waivers a few weeks back. I plug and played him in week 12. Got me 100 yards and a touchdown. Week 13, next to nothing. Nyheim Hines got more of the work. The expectation is, so if you were a Mac owner, keep checking status up until 11:30 a.m. on Sunday, but right now you have to feel pretty good. Granted, the matchup isn't great, but the volume of touches that Marlon Mack gets should be good enough for you to put him right back in your lineup where he was before you took him out. And the Colts really need him because they've been without T.Y. Hilton for the better part of the last month. Jacoby Brissett has very little to throw to. He's gotten a couple games here or there out of Zach Pascal. It's just not predictable. Even against the bad Buck pass defense, I don't think Pascal is someone you want to stick in your lineup hoping he gets those coveted double-digit points that you always want out of every starter. Jack Doyle has been one of the more reliable guys for Jacoby Brissett. Hopefully you've taken my advice over the years of this podcast and rendered tight ends non-mandatory, so you don't have to play a tight end in your league. If you're playing in DFS, Jack Doyle is someone you can consider. Just because Brissett doesn't have much else, and the Bucs have a liability against opposing passing attacks. As far as Brissett, I think Winston is a stronger start. You've been able to get by with Brissett, for much of the fantasy season. He's not won you any games, but I don't think he's going to win you anything this particular week. If you do own Brissett, you might want to look at Tannehill or Fitzmagic just as two options potentially on the waiver wire, who just look like they're more capable of putting up multiple touchdowns and anywhere from 250 to 300 yards passing. Again, the Colts are struggling, and even though the Bucs' strength is run defense, with the return of Marlon Mack, it feels like the Colts want to feed him the ball to balance their offense and give them a little more of the identity they lost when Mack went out a few weeks ago. So, and unfortunately, T.Y. Hilton, not an option for you going into week 14. From a kicking standpoint, and we rarely talk about kickers here, Adam Vinatieri has had a few really rough games. One of the greatest kickers, if not considered the best kicker in the history of the National Football League. He's had a couple of kicks this year where he basically chili dipped his foot. It's a golf term. It means you hit the ground before you hit the ball. He's done that a couple of times in key situations. Now we're hearing Vinatieri is hurt. He's bounced back from previous bad games to hit multiple field goals. But the Colts did claim Chase McLaughlin, who kicked for the 49ers while Robbie Gould was out. Multiple teams put in claims for McLaughlin, including the New England Patriots, who as of right now have no kicker for the upcoming game. I hate to say this. Can I put it by Bill Belichick to play a game without a kicker? I know it's unthinkable, but if anyone can do it, it's Belichick saying, fine, we'll just go. I don't do as good of a Bill Belichick impersonation as others, but if Belichick's like, man, the hell with it. We'll just go for two every time. Our punter kicks off anyway, and we'll never try a field goal. Next. I mean, dare it work in a game against the Chiefs where the Patriots are going to need points anyway. So Vinatieri says if he's healthy enough, he's going to kick, but the Colts get McLaughlin. There was one other team that also put in a claim on McLaughlin. So just if you have been standing by Adam Vinatieri and appreciate, you know, how good he's always been, and you've rode with him through the bad games and think, well, he'll bounce back in this one, he might not even kick. So if you are hanging on to him, check his status at 11:30. I don't think the Colts would make him active and not have him kick. That's the waste of a roster spot, which most teams can't afford to do. So just be aware of that situation. My pal Drew Garabo actually texted me on Thursday, said he was thinking of streaming the Bucs DST against the Colts. I don't think that's a strong idea. He sent me who was available on waivers, and you can make a case for a few others like Minnesota, Tennessee. There was one other that was on there to me. I know the Bucs DST produced points last week and actually has been better against opposing quarterbacks in this modest two-game winning streak. Frank Reich's a good coach. I think the Colts will play with pride. They're closer to full strength, at least have some balance with Marlon Mack back there. I don't think the Bucs DST is one of your better options this week, and I don't think the Colts DST is either. The Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast Bucs Bulletin, created and presented by Brandon Legal Group. Again, remember, they are a full-service law firm, and they service the greater Tampa Bay area. Call them anytime for a free consult when you are in need of legal assistance. 844-4-BLG-4ME. 844-4-BLG-4ME. Or visit BrandonLegalGroup.com. I'm Todd Wright, as always. Thanks for listening. Remember, my other podcasts are the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, where I talk about all 32 teams in fantasy football, and the podcast leagues that I run, and my foundation league. That is a separate podcast from the Bucs Bulletin. And if you're looking for non-fantasy content, we are up to nearly 70 episodes in the first year of the Todd Wright Toddcast. The most recent was posted 24 hours ago. Just do a search for the Todd Wright Toddcast. Thank you very much for listening. Good luck this weekend in the first round of the fantasy playoffs.